No voy a pintar ahí. Okay, we can start. Well, okay, so I want to go over a little bit what we said yesterday and see if we can make more sense out of it. Maybe we can build with it. Let's just go over, Percy. What was the basic problem? The basic problem was that Rashi, when he explains Rav Huna Marav, the Ein Zika, he says, Lo alima to Mahavi. So he sounds like he's saying that if you're in Arusa, then that's enough to make Yeshika. Then later, Rashi, when the Gemara says, why didn't he say Halacha? Kiditana, who argued of Yudim and Becerra, because he says that I would have had a Havamina Bechad would be, if he would have said that, I would have thought that's only by trade. Havo Bechad, Rashi's lesson is, Ema Damya Keknusa. Also in Rav Yehuda, Rashi says, Yesh Zika, the Zika's Yivam have a Keknusa. So we're assuming that's the basis of the diac, that if Rashi changes the lashon and uses the word kiknusa instead of arusa, that kiknusa and arusa are two different things. That's the assumption. It sounds like to me that sounds like a very good assumption that if Rashi meant karusa, he would have said karusa. He wouldn't have come up with a different word. You don't change words to mean the exact same thing. That's what we said many, many times, that in literature, you change the words so the reader will not be bored. But in learning, the dafka, you use the same word so that the reader will be clear that you're not changing anything. So Rashi twice uses the word kiknusa, and he doesn't use the word karusa. So Pashas Kiknusa is something else. Pashas also Kiknusa is more than Arusa. Once you grant that it's different, the Chayre it's more, because we know there is a Deya that Zika Kiknusa, Kufa uses that Lashon, Zika Kiknusa, and that Deya, Zika Kiknusa, definitely holds that it's a higher level than just Yesh Zika, right? That's pretty clear. That's the Yesh Zika, and then the Zika Kiknusa is more than that. So that the word kiknusa apparently is some kind of higher level than just plain karusa. Pashipsha kiknusa means like nisuin. So the question is, chayra, why did Rashi skip to kiknusa, assuming kiknusa is a higher level than arusa? So why did Rashi jump? In other words, by Ein Zika, I understand. He said you're not even an Arusa, because Arusa is a minimal standard. So you're less than an Arusa. So when he got to the Mandam or Yesh Zika or Chad, he should have minimized the Chiddush and said that it makes the minimal standard, which is Karusa. There's no reason why Rashi should jump and make it a Nesuah. It's like he's making too big of a machlokes. If the Madamar Ein Zika holds, you're not even an Arusa. The Madamar Yesh Zika holds, you're all the way, and it's like a Nesuah. Like, why did he do that? Why did he just say that the Madamar Yesh Zika holds, you're an Arusa? Or the Chad, you're an Arusa, right? That was a question we had yesterday. Oh, was that a good question? People are happy. Happy with the question?
Yes.
There's a little bit of a question related to this issue is that Rabbi Akiva, the source according to Rashi, that Yesh Zika Afilu Bechad is with reference to Hafaras Nedarim, where the Pshitas, you would need to be a Nesua to have Hafaras Nedarim, and Arusa would be insufficient.
So that's almost like a raya to Rashi, but the question is still, why is there no First of all, that's review, but okay, but
So again, so at the very least, we see that Rabbi Akiva is treating it as an Nesuah, right?
I'm not sure. I think there's issues, discussions of Yakiba, but okay, could be. Could be. I don't remember. I don't remember. But okay. But there's no reason the Chayra in when the Gemara says Haina Mini, when they're going to Hunamarav, who holds Ein Zika, you're saying only by Trey, but by Chad, the
Oh,
Pasha's Chad, you should have moved up just to one level.
actually, I really apologize. The
Not
other way
going by
around,
Judah.
I apologize. Really, the other way around. The Mara is starting to be Kiva as holding Ein Zika Filu B'Chad according to Rashi, right? So then, how would you see Ein Zika from Rabbi Akiva if it would only be Karusa? If Arusa doesn't have a Faras Nedarim,
Yeah,
the
the Kiva is master, you don't you can't do anything. You'd be in Arusa, you could do shutfis. They give me a die from Rabbi Kiva that there's nothing. But okay, I'm not really. I'll tell you the truth is that's sort of the second question, which that's what the type is a rush, which I'm not didn't get into yet, is that Rashi that our whole sugya, the way Rashi learns, is mashma that we're working with Zika Deraisa, and yet other places seem to say it's Zika Derabanan. I suspect in the back of my head that these two questions are interconnected. But okay, but let's first stick with this one question before we bring it to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so that was the question. The question is, why does Rashi jump from a, why did he have to jump to Arusa, to Nesua, to Canusa? So I didn't say it this way yesterday, but it's what I really was saying. I just didn't say it, is that apparently the structure that you have to say is that there are two ways you can make a yesh zika. You can make yesh zika with an arusa, and you can make a yesh zika with a nesua, and with a kiknusa. It's two different systems. And there's something in the hechruch, in the sugya, which proves to Rashi that we're using. What we said it yesterday, the way we said it yesterday was there's two systems. There's one system of that the we said there's two systems. There's one system, I'll say it differently. We said there's two systems, that there's a system called simply because the Torah makes an iser.
I don't think we did it yesterday. We were working on the Rabbi Akiva Eiger yesterday. I don't think we did. I don't think we did any of this yesterday.
We brought in the Birum Viyunim to
Yeah,
explain why.
but okay, but I think we were we that's what we brought it in for, no?
Maybe, but we didn't touch
I
on
don't think
any
we
of.
had two systems.
Okay, so let me. All right, Ibe. Okay, so what do you people say then? What do you
That if
people
we.
say to the question? Why does Rashi jump to Canusa? Why
No,
didn't he just say
we
it's
brought up the
Karusa?
question. We brought up the question, but then we went to the other Rashi, where Rashi, what's pshat in that Rashi? Why ain't Zika? Because lo yadia.
Right. So
And
what I was trying to do, I mean,
okay.
what I'm saying right now was I just that was is that there are must be that there's a there's two systems. I think what I was saying yesterday is
Just isn't
that
chesed,
there's
that if
that
we're saying
what?
if we're saying that Lamaisa Yesh Zika Bechad, Rashi Lamaisa holds that equals Rabbi Akiva Shita. I mean, Rabbi's shying away from talking
And
about that, but
do me a favor. I just don't want
Rabbi's
to.
shying away. I mean, that's what Rashi says Yesh Zika means. So
Okay.
that means if you're going to say that means Rabbi Akiva that you could be made for Nedarim. So then you have to say it's Kiknusa.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not ready to go. I'd just rather, because that's a different problem. So we're just, I agree that they're connected, but I don't know which one comes first, because okay, let me try and skip that, because that itself is a problem. You have to type it's a rush that bombs that out, because as everybody said, What we were trying to say yesterday, I think we, even though you said I didn't say it, but I hear from what you're saying that we did say it, is that there are apparently two different systems how you can make yesh dika. The simple system of how you make create yesh dika is you say that, listen, what is dika? The Torah makes the lady usher. Torah says that she's usher to shuk. The fact that she's usher to shuk is by definition a certain quasi marriage. Your what is the definition of marriage? Marriage is hare at mikudeshes li. Mikudeshes means usher to kuli hamekahegdish. So if the Torah goes ahead and says by yibum, you are usher to everyone else. What the Torah is gufa doing, either it's a simen or it's a tziva, I'm not sure. What the Torah is doing is saying that there's a quasi marriage between the yavim and the yavama, either because that's why there's an iser, or that's the result of the iser. If I say I don't know if it's a simen or a tziva, but the definite by having the fact that there's a relationship. That she's mutter to the oven and usher to everybody else is a simen or a sibo that she's quasi married to the oven, because that's what marriage is.
So she's an arusa.
Okay, therefore, yeah, okay, fine. So that's a simple shot in why Yeshika. Yeshika is because there's a, well, like Rashi says, Zikas Yavamin is like, could be like an arusa. The man Damar Ein Zika says, Lo Alima Zikas Yibam. Rashi said, very nice. Lo Alima Lamahavik Arusa. In other words, even though there's a bond, but that bond is not strong enough to make you into an Arusa. Okay. So that we said is that that's the simple system of understanding why there should be a Zika, there should be a Din Zika. That you're usher to the kriva. But it sounds like from Rashi, this is what we were saying yesterday, that there's a different system. The system is because by Rashi Lechad, the Vandai Ole Ramya. So Vandai Ole Ramya sounded like a different system. Vade Ole Ramya, and then it's Lo Yada Kame Mami Nayu Ramya. What does it mean, Lo Yada? What are we doing? Rashi says by two, it's Lo Yada Kame Mami Nayu Ramya. What do you mean? What we don't know something? We there's no suffix. There's no, by when you fall to two brothers, there's no suffix. We know Torah is Vadai, she's Zakut to both. What does Rashi mean? Delo yada kami mami nayo ramya. So what Rashi lechayra means is we don't know which one is the one that's oimei nekach to do the yibum. Because we know that she's zakek to both, but only one of them is going to do the yibum. So what you see from Rashi is that there's another system that makes it yeshika. The system is not because you're usher to shuk. The system is because you are going to do yibum. And I think that's mukra beferish and Rashi, right? Because, I'll say that again. Rashi says that there's a difference between chad and trey, because by chad, trey, lo yada kami mami nayo ramya. Now, what is lo yada? That you're, if it's, you're just talking about the fact that she's usher to shuk and she's mutter to the person, we know everything. She's mutter to both brothers and she's usher to everyone else. There's no lo yada. So what the only thing that we lo yada is we don't really know the future, or we don't know like we did yesterday with the unit. We don't know how the present views the future. So we don't know the future. So apparently, Yesh Zika is totally on the future. This is a whole new Svara. The whole svara is that something which is made to happen is as if it happened already to some extent. And therefore, you're considered married because of the because she's made to do yibum to her.
Right? Why does it have to be a new system?
What?
Why does this have to be a new system as opposed to keeping the old system?
Because this has nothing to do with the old system. First, the first system, I don't know if there anyone proved that there is such a, but the first system that we learned, Pashtus, is nothing to do with the future. It's even if there's no future, the world's going to explode in 30 seconds. There's no future. The fact that your mutter, usher to shuk, she's usher to everybody else, and she's mutter to the yavim, is a form of marriage. So it's not connected to the future. There's nothing to do with the future. You don't. There's no information that you need to know. But Rashi says that in order to know whether you're zakik, you have to know you need some added information. You need to, and you don't know it because you don't know the future yet.
When I said the first system, I meant the words of the earlier Rashi of Kairusa.
Oh, I'm not looking at me. I'm just saying that there is apparently that the first system is only because that's what we would have thought. You know, I'm not proving that there's a two. You know, the normal, simple understanding in Yesh Zika. Now, whether that simple understanding is correct or incorrect, I don't know. But the simple understanding of Yesh Zika would be that nothing to do with the future, nothing to do with the fact that you're actually going to do Yibum. It's just right now, Bashir Husham, the fact that you are usher to Shuk, that the ladies usher to Shuk and mutter to you, is by definition a quasi marriage.
Who says he's going
to
do Yibam?
You're usher to the Chalitza because it's a quasi marriage.
Where does Rabbi says he's going to do Yibam? He may do Chalitza.
Okay. But may apparently from Rashi that the I'm saying the fact that Rashi says lo yada shows he's working with some system of the future.
Rabbi Svara,
so apparently the pshat, there's something about since chalitza b'makom yibum lav mitzvah, so the halachically you're oimei to do yibum, whether or not you're going to do it, it might be irrelevant, but the halachic push that you're supposed to do yibum is what makes you, what gives you a din of yesh zika. That's what it seems from Rashi. So there it seems from Rashi, you know, we were saying yesterday. I don't know if we finished it yesterday. This is what we were trying to say yesterday. It seems from Rashi that there are at least potentially two different svaras for yesh zika. There's a simple svara of yesh zika, which Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna Marav says is not true. Because Rav Huna says, lo alima minahavi karusa. Okay. And then there's another svara that somehow or another, if we knew the future, and by Chad we always know the future, we know what, how the present views the future, because we said, that's what we said, can't say that we know the future, it has to be how the present, because by Mace we know the future, we know for sure the future, but it's how the present, how the at one point view the how the future was supposed to be, right? So that's a whole different svara for Yesika, right?
Our svara, not different than anything Rashi ever said before, right?
What?
Different than our Shtibol Pshat,
right,
not different.
Right.
So we don't
right.
really know that Rashi.
So what I was trying to say structurally is that Rashi is very good. Rashi is saying that in order to make for an Isser Kraven, you need to be an Arusa. However, comes along Rav Huna and Merav and says, you're not an Arusa. Now, the people that are arguing, they must hold, Rashi knows that they can't be using, for some reason, either because Rav Huna Merav tells us that it's not a good svara, or there's some other hekrach, that they're not using the svara, that the simple svara. So therefore, they, the people that hold Yesh Zika, must be using the Svara of Kiknusa. In other words, there's no, there's some, you know, way I would, in other words, at Rashi, there's some indication within the people that say Yesh Zika, that they're not using the simple Svara that we thought, but they're using this other Svara. Maybe, right? In other words,
understand this.
Why can't that be an Arusa also? Why? How are we connecting? I feel like we're mixing up.
Because at the end, if you're using the Yibum, at the end, if you do Yibum, you have more than Arusa. I believe that if it's Miyabim her, generally speaking, you don't get just Arusa, you get more. So you get some kind of din of Kenusa. So
after Yibum or before Yibum?
What?
After Yimiyabim or while
after
you're in Zika?
After Yimiyabim.
We're not talking about after Yibum.
I believe you get a din of Kenusa. So therefore, Rashi is learning that the easiest way to say it would be that Rav Huna Barav came along and said, Ain Zika. So he obviously doesn't hold of the using the future. What about the Svara of the present? If he's saying, Lo Alima, it's not strong enough to be like an Arusa. For some reason, Rashi knows that no one's going to disagree with that Svara of Lo Alima. Therefore, if they disagree and they come along and they say that there is an Ishak Raivim, it can't be using the Svara, the simple Svara, because Rav Huna Barav already told us that that simple Svara is not right. So it must be there. It's a Chiddushik Svara of a whole new Svara of Kenusa.
What is the new Svara tied to Kenusa? I feel like we're mixing up the bottom line result with the process to get there. I thought the Shtibul Pshat is any time there's an Isra L'shuk and a Heter to you or you and all your brothers, that's Zika.
Right.
How you get to that, how you determine that is a separate conversation. If you drop that and say that's not good enough, just the fact that you're Isra L'shuk and Mutter to the brothers is not enough to make Zika. There has to also be some kind of a taking into Cheshbon, the future, now for the future, now's perception of the future, whatever. That's the process. If you pass all those bars, you could then be considered Karusa.
Okay, so we're trying to say like this. I think it's a very, it makes a, I'm trying to say like this. There, simply, you're right. There's a line in math, right? You start from zero, then you go to one, then you go to two, right? There's a train station. You go to the first station, second station, third station. So if logically, if Rav Huna Barav holds you at zero, and Rav Yehuda says that it's a two, then he could have also said it's a one. So there's a because in order to get to two, you had to go by one. So there's a kasha on Rashi. Why did Rashi move? Rav Huna Barav says it's not even an Arusa. That's like a zero. Rav Yehuda, Rashi says, he says it's a Kenusa. It's a two. So why did Rashi move Rav Yehuda to a two when he could have just limited the Machlaikas and said that Rav Yehuda is a one? So the answer I'm trying to say is, because Rashi understands that it depends on what system you're using. If you're using the good old-fashioned system, the plain, ordinary system, because since you're quasi-married, we view that as a marriage, since you're us in a shuk. So now the question is, how much do you view that as a marriage? So you say, you do it, do we view it a lot like a marriage, a little like a marriage, happen? So then you could say it's an Arusa. You could say it's more than Arusa. If you're saying it's, we view it so much as in a marriage and as a Kikinusa, then you surely could have said we view it a little bit less as a marriage and it's Caruso, because it just steps along. You know, what if you're being mechaish, if it's strong enough, it's alima. So you don't have to make it so alima like a kenusa, just make it alima like an arusa. But if you're coming along with a different system, it could be that that system doesn't have a stopping point in arusa. This, you know, like you're taking, you're taking a plane from New York, from New York to Los Angeles. You can't get off in Chicago. There's no stop. It doesn't lend itself. So this system, that's not a good mushroom, but it's the idea. In other words, Rashi understands that the system that Rav Yehuda is using, if it works, it has to work all the way. It's either all or nothing. Right? And there's no halfway. If the one person says the other person's completely healthy, the other guy said he's dead. But why did he say he's dead? Why did he say he's slightly hurt? That's just because the way, the sign that he's dead is he got hit by an atom bomb. Either the atom bomb kills you, or it doesn't, or there's no atom bomb. If there's an atom bomb, you're dead. If there's no atom bomb, he chopped off his head. Either he chopped off his head and he's dead, or he didn't chop off his head and he's not as dead. You can't say, let's minimize the machlekes. He says he's perfectly alive and healthy, and he said he's dead. Why did you say he's dead? Why didn't you say he's just wounded? Because chopping the system that he's using, if you use that system, you have to be dead.
The Rebbe's saying very posh. I don't understand. The second system is like kol ha'omed ligvos is kegavoi, kol ha'omed liyabim is like you did yibum. Okay. Yibum happens to be a kenusa.
Right. There's no way of being a rusa.
Of course, but it's a simple thing. It's as if he did be a Rebbe's saying a nulam. This kol ha'omed
ligvos. It's not because it's okay. Fine.
But that's far since kol
that's not so simple. Yeah, if you make it so black and white, then
it's very.
The challenge over here is to understand why is this new system a plane to Los Angeles and no stops in Chicago rather than a car. It's a car.
It's Ki'ilo. Someone who's aiming to do Yibum with his Chiyuv, Rebbe saying it's like he did Yibum.
I didn't hear Rebbe say that. It's like he did the B already?
I made Lig Voice Kigaboy Dog.
It has some din as if it happened to some extent.
So some din.
You're a kid Kenusa. Not totally kid Kenusa, but you're a quasi.
But it's really not an Arusa. It has nothing to do with Arusa. If you buy the Lumdis that it's like you did it, what does it have to do? Maybe they're engaged. If you want to say it's like,
Rashi didn't say it's like he did the Rashi said we need to use and figure out who's going to be the end guy to do it.
Right. Why do we need to use know who the end guy is? Because we're saying that this is some kind of lumdus that whatever is omed to be, we is given credit to some extent as if it happened already.
But it's to some extent like Bia.
We're not saying fully. We're not saying it's secret. Quasi Kiknusa.
It's on the track of Bia.
It's a quasi Kiknusa.
If there wasn't a Bia, it's like there was a Bia. I never heard what it means, like there was a Bia. Either there was a Bia or there was no Bia.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't hear anything.
He's right. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm saying that this system that Rashi is creating, that you see. Now, Rashi had to create it. Well, Rashi apparently has a hechlof to create the system. We'll have to understand why. But Rashi is creating a system that is totally on the fact that it's Oymein. So Oymein makes, to some extent, that since it's Oymein, so to some extent, it's as if it happened. Not fully, but to some extent. So you get a quasi. Again, everything's quasi. Quasi as if you did the Yibum. So it's a quasi Kikuta.
It's like it was a Bia, Lagabi Yisra Kravim.
Right. So it's so therefore the another you know, thing is a foul that Rav Huna Marav is saying, listen, I'm saying it's not even an arusa, because arusa is the bare minimal. You know, that's what you need to get make it's a credit. Right? The Gemara comes along with a svara that there is an iser, the system for what. Now the question is, why did the Gemara jump to this new set, to the second, to this new system? We'll have to try and figure it out. But the system that Gemara is advocating is because, well, for sure, in the first Rashi, it's not so bad, because in the first Rashi, it sort of almost stares you in the face, what we're saying, not to say, but the structure. In the first Rashi, the Gemara is splitting between one and two. The way Rashi's understanding, one and two only make sense because lo yada haiminayu kami haiminayu ramya. So that means that you're switching the system. If you're working with the system that because she's also the shuk and because there's a zika, then it could, then maybe the Rashi might hold. And if you're working with the simple logical svara that because she's also the shuk, you're quasi married, then there'd be no difference between one and two. You're also the shuk, you're talking to you. So there's what's the difference? One and two. But
in the words of Rashi,
but if you're working with the svara of kame, so then Rashi says by chad it's rami kame, by two we don't know if it's rami kame. So when the Gemara, it's very nice in the Gemara, in the Rashi, when the Gemara said the svara to split chad and trey, and Rashi explains that the reason to split chad and trey is because by chad you have the svara of ramya kameh, and by trey you don't have the svara of ramya kameh. So that means that you're not making that it's yesh zika because of the bond of the zika. You're using yesh zika because of the bond of the future, because of the bond of what was supposed to be ramya kameh. That bond is by definition is a kenusa. So that's why Rashi, I mean, at least the first Rashi is very good, why Rashi had a jump to Kiknusa, because it's Mukhruch Minei Bey in the Gemara, that the Gemara is using this other system.
I don't understand why the other why it's Mukhruch within the other system to leave the terminology and the level of Arusa. The first step could have been...
I'm trying to say that the other system is some on some level giving you credit for the future. So you're a partial future. So the future is Kenusa. So you're a partial Kenusa. It's like we can say there's different ways to split a cut of grapefruit. You can be an Arusa, just doesn't mean you're, but here it's that you're a partial Kenusa. You're not an Arusa, you're partially the future. The future is partially here. And since the future is Kenusa, so you're partially a Kenusa. Now, is a partially Kenusa any stronger than an Arusa? I don't know, but it's different. A one part Kenusa is different than a total 100% Arusa. They're just different things. So the system that Rashi sees in the Gemara, because the Gemara split one and two, and in order to split one and two, the whole Svara, Rashi tells us why we should split one and two is because by two it's lo yada kami maminai ramya, and by one we know. So that means that the Gemara is being mechadesh that the Svara to make the Isser Kroivim is because Yadik Kami Man Rami, Minaya Ramya. So that Svara is using that you're, since it's Aime the Kach for the future, therefore, on some extent, you're ready, Koroi to Bina and Bina Makaves, you know, whatever it is. It's some, since it's where it's Aime the Kach, so this is what that can happen already to some extent. So then you're to some extent a Kenusa.
So maybe I understand.
It's a different Svara.
I hear the words and I hear the structure, but I still don't understand, because Arusa and Kenusa, in general Kedushin terminology, differ not in the exclusivity of is it to one husband or one man? It's a matter of intensity. Arusa is one level of marriage. Kanusa and Nusua is a higher level. The first step was just the fact that she's also Lashok and Murta to you makes an Arusa. Now we have to add another piece. We have to add a piece, which is we're looking something at the future to figure out, is it you who's going to end this job or someone else end this job? I could just as easily hear that whether it's you or someone else who ends this job determines whether she's truly your Arusa now, as whether to say...
Why should it determine if you're an Arusa now? The reason why you're an Arusa now is because she's Zarkic, she's Usa and Ashuk. She's Usa and Ashuk because of both of them. There's not more Usa and Ashuk for one than the other. We're not saying that she's only Zarkic to one person. Both brothers get the Isser of Asher Lo Bana Shiv Lo Yivne. Both brothers need Shlichus. We're not saying, see, if we would be saying that she's only really Zarkic to one and we don't know which one she was Zarkic for, then you'd be right. But we're not saying that. We're saying that she's, of course, Zarkic to both brothers. We're passing like Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Yud, which we didn't do that sugya. That Rabbi Yochanan says that you need Shlichus. That means that the lady is Zarkic to all the brothers. And there's 100% Zika to all the brothers. So if Zika makes Erison, so then you have then it would be irrelevant whether Yada or Lo Yada. I don't care about the future. The Zika, it's not the future that makes the Issa crave him. It's the present. The so present, the fact that you're a Zaka. That you're a Zika's Yibim, that you're Usher to Shuk, and you're Zaka to these people. You're Zaka to both of them. No one's denying that you're Zaka to both of them. We're not saying the future tells us that you weren't Zaka to both. We're saying the future tells us that even though you were Zaka for both, but you were Ayme in the Kaf, that only one of them was going to do it, because the Maisa only one does it. The din of Yibim is that you're Zaka to every single brother, but only one, the Maisa, ends up doing the Yibim. So when we're looking in the future, we're not looking at who has the Zika, we're looking at who has the Yibum.
So that means we're forced to say that being Zakuk to both is not sufficient to create this thing called Yesh Zika and Asa to Krivim. There is Zika's Yibum, but to be called an Arusa, to be called Yesh Zika to Asa to Krivim, the Zika's Yibum to both is not sufficient. We have to raise this.
I hear, but that's really like almost a kasha on Rashi. Now, if you're saying, why did Rashi have to altogether, when Rashi splits Chad and Trey, Rashi says that the split between Chad and Trey is because by Trey, lo yode haiminayu kamayu ramya. You're saying Rashi should have said a different svara. She calls out the Rashi, and Rashi should have said like this, since the whole svara of Yesh Zika is because you're considered quasi-married, you can't be considered quasi-married when there are two, you can't be married quasi to two people. So by definition, there's only a quasi-marriage when you're zogged to one person. When you're zogged to two people, you're not quasi-married to anyone because each one interferes with the other.
Rashi couldn't say exactly that because it's not 100% accurate, because when we find out later who is the real guy?
Well, we don't find out. It's not true. You don't find out later. Later doesn't tell you that they were later. After I'm saying we hold shlichus. Later doesn't change the fact that she was zakut to both. No one's going to argue the fact that she was zakut to both. That's not debatable. So it's not relevant. We don't need to find out anything later. We know she is zakut to both. Now the question is, if you're zakut to both, are you married? So what Rashi should have said, that when is there a svara that Zika is considered like a marriage? That's only when you're zaka to one person. When you're zaka to two people, you can't be considered like you're married. Apparently,
How could have Rashi even said that?
So Rashi instead, since he didn't like that svara, Rashi had to come on to a different svara. What's the difference between one and two? That by two, we don't know what the future, and by one, we know the future, or what's unmade for the future. So that means that you have to jump to a whole new Havana in how Yesh Zika works.
Rabbi, why couldn't Rashi ever said that? How could have Rashi ever done that? How could have Rashi ever said that? There is a Man D'Amar who says Yesh Zika in that case. So how could have Rashi said that? In the case of two, there is a Man D'Amar that says Yesh
Zika. Right, so that's what I'm saying. That Rashi holds there are two ways you could say Yesh Zika by two. You could say Yesh Zika by two either with the old system and you're in Arusa, or what I would prefer to say. And that's bad for me because then I have the last Rashi Shrek. But you could, what I could say is that even in the case of Lo Yada, you're still, since it's zakik to both, so it's still that system works to both. In other words, right? And so I would have to say, in order to explain the Rashi at the end, the Rashi says, Yesh Zika. And Rashi there is talking about two. So that means that this system could work even by two. I'm not saying it doesn't work. I'm saying it's just you could hear a split between one and two.
No, well, Rabbi, what I'm saying is that
the split, it has to work by two also.
No, what
otherwise,
I'm saying is
I'm slummed up from Rashi.
No, but what Dov was saying, Dov was proposing that Rashi, instead of, we could have crossed out this Rashi, and we should have said that the reason why it doesn't work by two is because you can't have a quasi marriage by two.
Hey, but obviously,
Rashi couldn't have said that because we know that there's a svara of Yesh Zika by two, so it has to gone onto that. Maybe have been the hechrach for Rashi to gone onto a new system, and this new system that Rashi said,
I'm saying that the hechrach for Rashi is that what I'm saying is Rashi, the Gemara said that there was a havamina, not a maskana, to split between two and one. And if you have a meaning to split between two and one, makes sense in this new system. In the old system, Rashi holds there's no room for such a have a meaning. There's no room. So in other words, our PMS, both systems work by two. The question is, would both systems work only by one and not by two? So trying to claim that Rashi held that the old system would work by two. There's no logic to say it doesn't work by, it only works by one and not by two, because you have an Isser and a Shuk by two, just like as much as you have an Isser and a Shuk by one. So the old system, the simple system, is partial by two and by one. So there's no room for the Havamina. The Havamina said only by two ain't Zika, but by one yay Zika. So in order to explain that Havamina, Rashi explains that there's a new, Rashi is Mechadesh, a new system.
That's the only system.
And that's already a whole new system.
So how do we know there's a first system? Maybe that's the only system.
I don't know. I hear. It sounds a little bit from Rashi, the first Rashi, that he was using an old system, because it's just Lo Alima to have a Karusa.
No, I know. How does Rashi know?
To set it that way.
I know. How does Rashi know?
Rashi's smart. I don't know. Rashi knows.
That doesn't sound good.
What?
How does he have a right to say two systems? Maybe there's six systems.
Okay. Well, we'll see, because it's probably Rashi's mother.
It should just say Law. It should. Rashi should have just said it's not Alima lemehavi keishto. I mean, that's.
Okay, I'm assuming that there are,
He still takes a position in that initial step that it's a Arusa. Like, why would he take a position
from the Gemara step? Rebbe's whole point is to say
God in Yesh Zika, Rashi knows just like us. And probably there are Gemaras later in the Masechta that the simple shot in Yesh Zika is because of Arusa.
And that doesn't fit into a step of the Gemara.
Your status because of the Alima of the Zika.
But it doesn't fit into the Gemara.
In this Sugya, because the Gemara we're saying now I'm going to be stuck when I get to Rav Yehuda. Okay, I'm messing myself up for Rav Yehuda. That because of because the Gemara split between one and two, that force Rashi to say that our sugya is working with a different svara at that point. But obviously, the normal pshat, this is not the normal pshat in Yesh Zika. The normal pshat in Yesh Zika, we're not changing all shas. The normal pshat in Yesh Zika is because the Zika, like Rashi says at the in that first Rashi, that the whether Alima Zika's Yivamto is the Havik Karusa. That's the normal pshat in Yesh Zika. Ein Zika says Lo Alima. But when the Gemara wanted to say split between one and two, that split only makes sense if you're using a different lumdus. And that different lumdus makes sense to be an Arusa.
So that Amira, if you met him on the street, obviously, if you said, how do you learn Pshat and Yesh Zika? He would say, this the second system. That's he right. said, what about, you ever heard the first system? Oh, he said, yeah, I know about that too.
Yeah, he doesn't hold of it.
See, he doesn't hold
of that system.
So this Amira only holds of
the second one. He agrees with Rav Huna Merav that system's not true. Rav Huna Merav came along and said, we don't make a double machlokes between Rav Yehud and Rav Huna Merav. So Rav Huna Merav said the first system's not true. So now there's a Havamina to say that even though the first system's not true, there's a new system which works to make Baichad Yesh Zika. Okay, so fine. Now that new system, which works by Chad and not by two, is a system which creates a quasi Knusa. So Rashi is very good in saying Knusa.
Right, but that's Stam the Gemara that says I Havi Amar Hachi, that whichever Amara that was over there, I Havi Amar Hachi.
The thing, if Rav would have said this, if Rav right. would have expressed himself this way, we right, so would have translated, interpreted Rav to mean that he's splitting between one and two.
Right, so that's
Stam Amara. Would have come up with this cheshbon.
So that's Stam Amara over there who said that step, and he said that's why Rav Huna Amar Rav had to do this to be La Fuke, he only had the second system.
Right. He held that Rav Huna Merav says the first system is wrong, and that is correct. And the first system is wrong, but there's still a second system.
Rav Huna Merav Lamaisa just says Ein Zika. He holds
it. Rav was saying, in a sense, and two smart points. He's saying the first system is wrong, and the second system applies by Chad and not by Trey.
I mean, the truth is, it could be that Stam the Gemara is saying that would be a mistaken I Havi Amar Hachi. Maybe Rabbi Kitzam say Hava Amina Hanimil betray, but that's not really the real Svara. He wanted to make sure you don't make a mistake.
Okay. But maybe I don't know. What I'm not good enough yet. I say it the way I'm saying it now is that I'm going to get messed up in Rav Yehuda. Where did Rashi know that Rav Yehuda, the old Yesh Zika, is using system B? Maybe Rav Yehuda was using system A. In other words, Rav Yehuda is obviously arguing with Rav Huna Merav. Rav Huna Merav doesn't hold of either system. So who tells us that Rav Yehuda argued with Rav Huna and holds of the second system? Rav Yehuda, maybe he argued Rav Yehuda and holds in the first system. Right, so that I'm not answering. I don't even know if I have an answer. I have to think about it more. But the structure we're trying to say, which I think has merit in structure, not necessarily in the works out yet, that Rashi understands that there are two systems, and one system makes Arusa. You know, there's a potential for two systems. You could hold of neither system, or you could hold of one of the two systems. One system would make an Arusa, or if you hold it more, it could also make for an Asua, but that's using one system, but that system has stopping points. That's like a local train. The system that Alima has is like a local train. It could stop at Arusa, it could go weiter, it could go to Kinesua, but there's no point to make it go weiter, because if Rav Huna Merav says it's not even And Arusa, why would we move it to Nesua, you know, to explain why it works?
Just to help Rebbe.
There's a different system that's an express train, right? There's express train and local trains. Express trains don't make every stop, right? I don't understand how they let you get away with that. And those people that live in New York City, that is such a bigoted subway that goes in the, the A train. That skips all the black neighborhoods and goes up to the Upper West Side. I don't know how they ever get away with that, but that's you start to go to the Manhattan, and then all of a sudden it skips Harlem and everything.
Harlem is not so bad anymore.
Okay, but it skips all those black neighborhoods, and then it stops in the Upper West Side. And Yerushalayim has a bus like that, but then Yerushalayim, it doesn't claim not to be bigoted. My son lives in Neve Yaakov, it's Gevaldik. It has a bus, makes all the stops in Yerushalayim, and then once it gets to French Hill, zoom. It zooms for like 20 minutes, 10 minutes, and it doesn't make any stops, and then it turns into Neve Yaakov. Drives right by all the Arab villages, and on the highway, it passes them right by. Right? That's obviously, you know, okay. But anyway, so that's what we're saying. There are two different subways. There's a local and express. A local can make all kinds of stops, but an express doesn't make stops. So it's either all or nothing. Either you take the express, you take it all the way, or you don't take it and you get nowhere. So the express is the second lumdus. If you're taking it, you have to end up with Kikunusa. So that's why Rashi knows. That somehow Rashi knows that you're using the second lumdus and you're ending up with a kenusa.
Maybe to help Rabbi drop in the question of Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda, is that Lamaisa, the Gemara has the same step of splitting two and one.
What?
The Gemara makes that same step again, which makes it Mukhruch again. And so it's in Nachnami, it's not on the Dibra Maskel, but you know, it's sort of like Rashi can't just forget that it was a fleeting second system and then go back. The Gemara goes through the same cheshbon again on, you know.
So you're saying that when Rashi said Kiknusa, he was only saying it for the Havamina, that the Gemara wanted to say,
you're going to have trouble because you need to have the second system for the next step in the Gemara.
Right.
So you got to still hang on.
Once the Gemara drops that, then it's not, but the question is, maybe we can even do better. Maybe the Gemara's final system, also the Gemara says, Hava mina hani mina mechayim, avra l'achar misa pakla l'zika. Maybe that also only makes sense in the Svara.
Tomorrow then.
What?
Hey, if we'll make it too good, then Rebbe's going to have,
that'd be very good. In other words, that the Gemara's fine, Rashi's came in with the Maskana. The Gemara and the Maskana makes a different split between Mechayim and Achar Misa. And maybe that also would not make, and if you learn the simple shot in Zika, that the reason why is you're an Achos Ishto, you're Usher and Kroivim, because it was a quasi-marriage. So what's the difference if she died? If you were married, if you married a girl, you made Erison and she died, you still answer to the Ima. So what's the Svara that you would say, Misa? What kind of Svara is that? Pakalazika, but we don't care if it's Pakalazika. But you were once, but before the Misa, it wasn't Pakalazika.
What's the Bishlam on the second system?
Second system is because it was Aimei. So it was never Aimei. It's Igloi Milsa. It wasn't Aimei Nekach.
Call Habayo, the future Biyo is like it would happen now. It never happened in the future.
Well, maybe, since you're using it, because you're saying it was Aimei for the future, so it was Aimei, maybe it's Igloi Milsa that it wasn't Aimei for the future. Because it was Aimei for the, you know, it was Aimei for Mace. You know, we'll get into that, Rekita Eger. Do you use the future or don't you use it? If it's totally on the future, so do you use the future to determine the future? You know, that's the pashtus. The pashtus is not like Rekiv Eger, that if you made it Tanai in the future, then it's totally on the future.
So is this year using a Rekiv Eger or against a Rekiv Eger? Yesterday we were using him.
I understand. We have to use it for the Havamina, but I'm saying that the Gemara had a Svara Lechadek between, it could be the fact that the Gemara has a Svara Lechadek between Mechayim, Avon Acher, Misa, Pokal, Zika, that maybe only makes sense in the second system, not in the first. In the first system, it wouldn't make any sense because so what? If you're an Arusa, you're an Arusa. An Arusa that dies is still Usher and Kroivim. But in the second Svara, it could make sense. Because in the second Svara, there's room to hear that you don't use the your whole Svara is that it was Ale Ramya. If it was Mace, then maybe, you know, the Klapishmaya Gaia, that she was omitted to be Mace, you say Yesh Breira, so to speak. So it wasn't Ale Ramya. So there's room to hear a split between Chaim and Mace. No, in other words, the same type of structure, just like we're saying that the only room to hear a split between one and two is if you use this new system, then I would say the same thing. The only room to make a split between Chaim and Nachar Misa, the Gemara and Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the final answer is that Rabbi Yehuda spoke the way he spoke because he wanted to, because he was worried that someone would have said, even though I said Yezika, that's only Mechayim, but Achar Misa Poka Lazika. I'm saying, I'm at group asking a question. I think some maybe what kind of funny svara is that? When you learn the simple svara of Zika, that since there's an Isser, that's a marriage, why would anyone say that may Misa Poka Lazika? What kind of svara is that? What kind of svara is right? You know, it's almost a kasha. I think they asked that kasha. It could be Titans asked that kasha. I don't remember. I forgot. Don't they ask that kasha somewhere? Shamir, you have the bikinis here. Don't someone ask that kasha?
And Tosas over here says that it's very, very weak svara.
Shamir left us. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, I apologize. Ask which question? I apologize.
I want to know whether there's a... The Gemara says... That Heine, that Iyavi Amar Hocha, Hava Mina Mechayim, Aver Acher Misa Poka Lazika. So, saying, what kind of svara is that? That Poka Lazika, if you marry a woman, you do Erisin, and then she dies, no one would ever say you're not Usser on her Krovin. Because the Misa does not destroy the Erisin, the Mafreya. So, if Zika, if you're in the side of Yesh Zika, and the tzad of Yesh Zika says that the Zika is like an erison. So who cares that the mother died? That the lady died. Then why is it different than your Arusa died? What kind of svar is this? Paka la Zika.
Well, the mice of the case.
The Zika the Mafreya. Why should the Misa be Mafkia the Zika the Mafreya?
Well, why is
the Zika Mikana Haba? And it's Mafkia the Zika Mikan Ahava, so it's no different than Arusa who dies. That it's part of the Isha's Mikan Ahava, and you're still Usher and Kroivim. So,
well, how do you understand the parallel? Okay.
Someone asked this, gotcha.
Well, how do you
still remember? I haven't learned Yavamas for many years, but you have better memory than me. Do you remember
who asked this?
I have no Bakias on that issue, but simply
the Tulsa's on the bottom.
Yeah.
The Tulsa's on the bottom. Yeah, the Eshnoimar. He pretty much says that it's not true, that statement.
He just says that it's not Mistabra, that Pukla Zika is not Mistabra, therefore we don't...
It's not about... But it doesn't really help us, because first the Gemara said it.
Don't we have to understand?
I don't know if that fully answers the question, because still, even Davis had to admit that there's some svara for it. Maybe you're right. The Tovis is saying that it's basically a ridiculous svara, but
why is it so much more ridiculous than the case of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, where Lamaisa, where they, if he once he does, he could go ahead and he gets once he does Nisuan, there's no din of any achayis kuka. You see that there is some things that knock out the zika. Achos ishta that the brother that he gives a get to his wife. He's never mutter in the sister. So if you make that parallel, so there's like we said yesterday. So he says, wait. Okay. So I wait for the brother to do chalitza. The brother, the chalitza, now go ahead and you can go get married. You can go do the suin. What happened over there? So you see, you're already, there has to be, it's not so pashit that it's exactly the same thing. Okay. The Rebbe said, whoa, what?
That's a valid point.
Rebbe said, it's a crazy svara.
Yeah, valid point, but it needs hesber. Hagufa, you're right. Needs the words
that
we're
saying that it's such a crazy svara that Misa, we know
any. It sounds like a crazy svara, but you're right. I agree.
We have to understand why we're happier. It's not, you know, have the
chalitza. I agree. I said, you're right. You got me. You're right. But you didn't get me. You got the sugya.
I thought Rabbi's pointing out that Lechora Zika Kekanusa helps for that. Now, I know
if you're using this new system, but I don't know if I want to say that new system over there. Maybe it would. Now, there's in the normal system of Yesh Zika, it doesn't sound like a logical svara. Now, what you're asking, does that mean, Svi, that we're going to have to say that Yehuda ben Seir was not using the normal system? I don't know. I don't know if I want to say that, because I have a negiah that, you know, obviously I have my negiahs, because, you know, I would like to say that even though Rashi over here is using this new system in Yesh Zika, but in other places he's not. I think it works to solve certain problems. There's just over here that there's external hechreichim that force Rashi into working with this new system. But basically, you see from the beginning of Rashi that the normal Yesh Zika and Ein Zika is the other system. That's what I would prefer to say. That from the first Rashi, you see that the regular svara of Yeshika and Eishika is just Karusa, like we always thought. It's just that the fact that this Gemara has these weird svaras that splits between one and two, or splits between Mechaim and Achar Misa, is forcing Rashi to say that the Gemara here is working with a different svara. But not necessarily that the whole Mesechtas Yevamos, whenever we pass in Yesh Zika, we're working with these other svaras.
Just to point out, that would also address Tosos' question as to why the Gemara didn't learn Pshat in the first Deah as being Pakala Zika. The Gemara itself doesn't hold from Kikanusa. The Gemara is just saying that it was phrased the way it was phrased, La Fuke, such a svara, but Lamaisa, that's not the svara.
Okay, I don't have the chayim for it, but okay, probably you're right. I have to learn the Taisis more carefully. The basic thing we're trying to say, I hope I wouldn't lose people, is that we're trying to say a chiddush that it sounds like from Rashi that there are two systems of Yesh Zika. Rashi opens up the sugya with implying that the way Yesh Zika would work is as Ka'arusa, which simply means that Alima, how strong is the Zika? Which just means how strong is the band? It just is it the band Alima Ka'arusa or not Alima Ka'arusa? While Rashi later seems to be using a different system called Kiknusa, which is somehow connected to what was image in the future. So there are two different systems floating around in Zika. And what we're trying to explain, why Rashi had to use the two different systems. That's what we were trying to do in a summary. All right.
Okay, we'd rather say that the Knusa system is the Chiddush and the Arusa system is the Pashat
I would rather say it because that's what I suspect that when we learn the Masechta, you know, when we learn the rest of Masechta, maybe that's what's going to come out. But I don't know.
But what Rabbi, what Tzvi Noble was bringing up based on Rabbi Yehuda ben Sira, it would be an problem with saying
yeah, that's true. Yes. Okay. I don't know. We'll see. But let's wait. I would like to think about this more tomorrow. If anyone has anything to say, and we need to get to that Tavis Arash's Kasha. Tavis Arash bombs out Rashi for a different reason. So we don't know, but there's sometimes an assumption that Kashas are interconnected, right? That's, you know, very often. Very often they're not, but very often they are. So the question, at least we should think about whether the Tavis Arash's attack on Rashi, that it is Rashi, basically Tzarechiyin, is connected to this fact that this unusual pshat that we have in Rashi. You know, there is, would that help the answer to Tavis Arash's Kasha or something? Okay, but I would like to try to do that. You know, tomorrow, first I make sure we understand, we got this clear, and there's no kashas on it, even though I'm not so clear. And then, see, I'd like to see that Tavis Arash, if you don't mind. Okay, good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Night.
Okay.